John S. Doyle for another look at what it says in this morning's papers.
The coming budget will have a landmark tax package for workers. That's according to the Irish Times lead story, which says that welfare recipients, renters and landlords are also set to benefit from measures being examined in the face of rampant inflation. Budgetary options papers published yesterday outlined how core welfare rates could rise by €15 a week and how up to 2 million people could see their take-home pay boosted by indexing tax bands and credits, the paper says. The same tax strategy group papers give the Irish Examiner and Irish Independent their lead stories too, but there are different angles. The Examiner reports that up to 1 million taxpayers could benefit by up to €1,000 a year each from a new 30% tax band, but the government has been warned that such a move would not be equitable. The authors of the group's report said that the introduction of an intermediate rate of income tax between the standard rate of 20% and the higher rate of 40% would benefit those on lower income disproportionately less. And then there's the tax on drink. The Independent leads with a report that the government has been warned by the Department of Finance's Tax Strategy Group that the introduction earlier this year of minimum unit pricing on alcohol could lead to less tax being collected because people are going to Northern Ireland to buy beer, spirits and wine. But Ireland's approach to easing the cost of energy by subsidising fuel bills is needlessly expensive, according to the International Monetary Fund, as the Irish Daily Mail reports. The IMF told the paper that using taxes to cut fuel bills delays the switch to greener fuels and leads to higher carbon transmission. The Examiner reports that the Football Association of Ireland and the Ladies Gaelic Football Association have confirmed that they are reviewing their policies on transgender participants. This is after the Irish Rugby Football Union said it is to ban transgender athletes. The Irish Sun leads with the appearance in court of three men charged with violent disorder over an incident in Finglas, Dublin on Tuesday. The hot weather is the big front page story for the Irish Daily Mirror and the Irish Daily Star, with pictures of girls on the beaches of Dublin. The Star manages to include a hopeful reference to the ubiquitous tax strategy group in the story, reporting that the government may slash duty on drink to bring down the price of beer as a thirsty nation sizzles through the second heatwave of the summer. As you may have heard earlier in the programme, Donald Trump, former US president, is back in the news following his statement yesterday that he refused to answer questions during an appearance before the New York State Attorney General in a civil investigation into his family's business practices. The legal pressure on him is building, says the Times in an editorial. On the separate story about the FBI's search of the Trump home in Florida, The Times says that, according to two sources familiar with the matter, federal investigators had a warrant that broadly sought presidential and classified records that the Justice Department believed Mr. Trump unlawfully retained. In The Independent, Josie Ensor writes that there's only one person who can turn an FBI raid into a political win, and that's Donald Trump.